One, two, three, four. John Brown's body lies a-molding in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-molding in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-molding in the grave. But his truth still marches on.
They were digging a new foundation in Manhattan, and they discovered a slave cemetery there. May their souls rest easy now that lynching is frowned upon. We've moved on to the electric chair. And I wonder who's gonna be president, Tweedledum or Tweedledummer? And who's gonna have the big blockbuster box office this summer? How about we put up a wall between the houses and the highway, and then you can go your way and I can go my way. All the radios agree with all the TVs, and the magazines agree with all the radios, and I keep hearing that same damn song everywhere I go. Maybe I should put a bucket over my head and a marshmallow in each ear and stumble around for another dum-dum week for another humdrum hit song to appear. People used to make records as in a record of an event, the event of people playing music in a room. Now everything is cross-marketing. It's about sunglasses and shoes or guns and drugs, you choose. We got it rehashed, we got it half-assed. We're digging up all the graves and we're spitting on the past. And we can choose between the colors of the lipstick on the whores, cause we know the difference between the font of 20% more and the font of teriyaki. You tell me, how does it make you feel? You tell me what's real. And they say that alcoholics are always alcoholics, even when they're dry as my lips for years, even when they're stranded on a small desert island with no place in 2,000 miles to buy beer. And I wonder, is he different? Is he different? Has he changed what he's about? Or is he just a liar with nothing to lie about? Am I headed for the same brick wall? Is there anything I can do about anything at all except go back to that corner in Manhattan and dig deeper this time? Down beneath the impossible pain of our history, beneath unknown bones, beneath the bedrock of the mystery, beneath the sewage system and the path train, beneath the cobblestones and the water main, beneath the traffic of friendships and street deals, beneath the screeching of kamikaze cab wheels, beneath everything I can think of to think about, beneath all, get out, beneath the good and the kind and the stupid and the cruel, there's a fire that's just waiting for fuel. There's a fire 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 just waiting.
Good afternoon. You're tuned in to Creep Magnet on BFF.FM. We've got some new releases today, but for right now, we're listening to some of Ani DiFranco and the 1865. Thanks for tuning in.
I heard they got Peggy, man. They took her back. Accused of destruction of property. That's all we were in those days. Snatched her back into a slave. From across the frozen brown river, even though she'd already been free. Same age as Ian Curtis. Only about 5'3", with a scar on the left side of her forehead and cheek. beats up remorseless sinners. John Brown's Gatlin will win us. In the field when the sun lays fast as leaning on slaves for infinite days out here toiling.
banks of the Euphrates. There it stood till the south wind came and carried it downstream. Then a girl who walked in fear of the wrath of the power of gods. She plucked the tree from the river, brought it back to her garden. There she tended it, her hand apart. Falcon. too. Then his cup is broken by surprise. Tries to run away from his demons, but eventually they catch him. The churn is silent, the milk is poured, and his sheep will give in to the wind.
Good afternoon. You're tuned into Creep Magnet on BFF.FM. That was a new release from Hectorine. Before that, we heard a new single from Galore, their album that's coming out just this week. And before that, we heard a new release from Mozi, who also has a new album out. Up next, we've got a few bands who also released new things this week. We've got Maita up first. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm afraid of everything and everyone catch me in some fearless state. It won't be long, it won't be long. What am I? What am I to do? Everything I fear I'll see comes true. 'Cause I'm afraid of everything and everyone and everyone. Catch that filly, tie her up. She can't be trusted not to run. I
Figure eights. Thank you.
Hi, this is Creep Magnet on BFF.FM Community Radio, all female fronted music every week, Saturday at 1 p.m. We just heard some new releases from Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, and before that we heard some of the Power Violet's new release, No Boys. We're just going to close out today's show with an Ani DeFranco song. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in.
The phone, so I play and I sing and I just let it ring all day when I'm at home. A de facto choice of macro microcosmic melancholy, but baby, any way you slice it, I'm thinking I could just assume you lost the time alone. Yeah, the goons have gone global and the CEOs are shredding files. And the Democrats and the Republicrats are flashing their toothy smiles. And Uncle Tom is posing for a photo op with the Oval Office clan. And Uncle Sam is rigging cockfights in the promised land. And that knife you stuck in my back is still there. It pinches a little when I sigh and moan. And these days I'm thinking I could just assume you lose the time alone. Yeah, 'cause all the wrong people have the power of suggestion, and the freedom of the press is meaningless if nobody has a question. question. I mean, causation by definition is such a complex compilation of factors that even try to say why is to oversimplify. But that's a far cry, isn't it, dear, from acting like you're the only one there, unrepentantly self-centered and unfair. Enter all suckers scrambling for the scoop. Exit Mr. Eye Contact, who took his flirt and flew the coop. But whatever, no matter, no fishing trips, no fishing, 'cause mama's officially out of commission. And did I mention in there, did I mention somewhere in there that I traded Babe Ruth? Yes, I traded the only player that was bigger than the game. I can't even tell you why, 'cause you think I'm insane, and that's the truth. Mafia is pimping girl power, sniping off sharpshooter singles from their styrofoam towers. And hip-hop is tied up in the back room with a logo stuffed in its mouth, 'cause the master's tools will never dismantle the master's house. But then I'm getting away from myself as I get closer and closer to home. And the difference between you and me, baby, is I get fucked up when I'm alone. And I must admit, today my inner pessimist seems to have got the best of me. We start out sugared up on Kool-Aid and manifest destiny, and we memorize all the president's names like little trained monkeys, and we're spitting to the world so many spinny ITV junkies, incapable of unraveling the military-industrial mystery, preemptively pacified with history book history. And I've been around the world now, and I can see this about America. The mind control is deep here, man. The myopia is deep here. And behold, those that try to expose the reality, who really try to realize democracy, are shot with rubber bullets and gassed off the streets, while the global power brokers are kept clean and discreet behind a wall, behind a moat. And that's all she wrote. Yes, and my heart beats an SSS, 'cause folks just really couldn't care less, as long as every day is Super Bowl Sunday and larger than life women in lingerie are pouting at us from every bus stop. She loves me not. And big government should not stand between a man and his money. I mean, what's good for business is good for the country. Our children still take that lie like communion. The same old line the Confederacy used on the Union. Conjugate liberty into libertarian and medicated, associated with deregulation, privatization. We won't even know we're slaves on a corporate plantation. Somebody say hallelujah, somebody say damnation, 'cause the profit system follows the path of least resistance, and the path of least resistance is what makes the river crooked, makes it serpentine. Capitalism is the devil, it's the devil's wet dreams. Just give me my Judy Garland drugs and let me get back to work, 'cause the Empire State Building is the tallest building in New York. And I always got the feeling you just like to hear it fall off your tongue. But I remember my name in your mouth.
and I don't think I was done. Hearing it close to my ear on a whisper's way to a moan. But Pavlov hits me with more bad news every time I answer the phone. So I play and I sing and I just let it ring all day when I'm at home. A de facto choice of macro or micro car. Cosmic melancholy, but baby, anyway you slice it, I'm thinking I could just as soon use the time.